two approaches to discipline. Rules of the Stokes County School, November 10, 1848. William A. Chaffin, Master. Offense: boys and girls playing together, 4 lashes. Quarreling, 4 lashes. Fighting, 5 lashes. Gambling or betting at school, 4 lashes. Playing cards at school, 10 lashes. Telling lies, 7 lashes. Telling tales out of school, 8 lashes. Nicknaming each other, 4 lashes. Giving each other ill names, 3 lashes. Swearing at school, 8 lashes. Blackguarding each other, 6 lashes. For misbehaving to girls, 10 lashes. For leaving school without leave of the teacher, 4 lashes. Going home with each other without leave of teacher, 4 lashes. For drinking spirituous liquors at school, 8 lashes. Making swings and swinging on them, 7 lashes. For misbehaving when a stranger is in the house, 6 lashes. For wearing long fingernails, 2 lashes. For not making a bow when a stranger comes in, 3 lashes. Coming to school with dirty face and hands, 2 lashes. For calling each other liars, 4 lashes. For playing bandy, 10 lashes. Etc. Whatever you might think of this, in light of Dr. Spock or Piaget or the Yale Child Study folks, it must be apparent that civility was honored and in all likelihood no one ever played bandy a second time. I've yet to meet a parent in public school who ever stopped to calculate the heavy, sometimes lifelong price their children pay for the privilege of being rude and ill-mannered at school. I haven't met a public school parent yet who was properly suspicious of the state's endless forgiveness of bad behavior, for which the future will be merciless. About the same time Master Chaffin was beating the same kind of sense into young Tar Heels that convict Hobby had beaten into Little Washington, Robert Owen, a Scottish industrialist usually given credit for launching utopian socialism, was constructing his 2-volume Life. This autobiography contains 10 rules of schooling, the first 2 of which show a liberalization occurring in 19th century educational thought. First rule, no scolding or punishment of the children. Second rule, unceasing kindness in tone, look, word, and action to all children without exception by every teacher employed so as to create a real affection and full confidence between teachers and the taught. The Owenite colony had what we now call a theory of holistic schooling as its foundation. Owen was a genuine messiah figure, and his colony operated in a part of Indiana which was removed from prying eyes. New Harmony, as it was called, was the center of the transatlantic upper-class world's fascinated attention in its short existence. Yet it fell apart in 3 years, slightly less time than it took for John Dewey's own lab school to be wrecked by Owenite principles, unmistakably enough to suggest Dewey would be better if he got out of Chicago. And so he did, transferring to Teachers College in Manhattan, where in time his Lincoln School carried on the psychological traditions of New Harmony before it too ultimately failed.